Whoever has spoken any negative thing over your life, I stand by this apostolic grace. I declare it is reversed right now. And I declare you a blessed person. I declare you a blessed person. I declare your business flourish. I declare your health intact. In the name of Jesus Christ. Shout, I'm blessed. Declare, I'm blessed. Bless me indeed. I don't want to look like the blessing. I want to have the blessing.
This is Family Worship Experience International, a place of worship, word, and intimacy. Join us as we take a walk into the life-changing Word of God with Apostle Jonathan Shekwanya.
For your name is holy,
for your name is holy,
your name is
holy,
your name is holy,
Lord.
Can you just speak in tongues wherever you are? Bless the name of the Lord, honor him. Barate koso balada barada. Let the Lord hear your voice. Let the Lord hear your voice, blessing him, honoring him, giving him praise, giving him praise. He's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy. Barate koso balada barata, marende loso barada bakabriada bahaske, jola kabarata baharada kedebash. Mamba rato kosoba lada barataya. Ilamba rosa vala kabarata baha. Jekepe la kabarada bahadish. Lemba rata kasola barada da 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 da. Ilarada bakoso vila briande ketila. Oh, someone is praying, someone is praying, someone is praying. The glory of God is here. Take advantage of the moment. Just soak in his presence. Bless him in the spirit. Pray in your understanding. Pray in the spirit. Pray in your understanding. Pray in the spirit. Rala kabaye da bahate kete. Jola barada bahabarateya. Jandela kabarada baha. It's also a Sunday of prayer. We are still in our weeks of prayer. Mara la gabayeda bahasa, jekebelanda barote kebelabrihade kese, ibara la gabayona mande. Oh, the atmosphere is so charged. Kalabara da baha, ara la daba. The things you say in this atmosphere will have effect in the spirit. La ragabayada baha, they will have effect in the spirit. Marele ketebelahataya. You are legislating. You are legislating in the spirit. You are legislating. You are calling into being. You are legislating. La ragabaye. Let it be done on earth, even as it is in heaven. Barakabaladaba. Let it be done in my life as it is in heaven. Let it be done in my family as it is in heaven. Oh, Lada Barada, according to all that is written concerning me, let it find expression. I come in the volume of the books. They are written concerning me. Let them find expression in my life. Shekebela Gabarata. Every time we pray, we superimpose the reality of heaven on earth. Rala kapayada. We make it happen on earth as it is in heaven. He said, when you pray, say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. His kingdom come when we pray. His kingdom come when we pray. It is done on earth as it is in heaven when we pray. La rakapayada ba. You want to have the reality of heaven on earth, pray. You want to have the reality of heaven on earth, pray. You want to have the reality of heaven on earth, pray. This is how we make heaven come. This is how we make heaven come. This is how we make realities get established. Rala kapayana mani. Elamba ros kabarate. Elabarada bae. Labarata. Arala kapayana mani. Ragabalada baba baba baba. There is someone who desires new levels. There is someone who desires deeper intimacy. This is the time to travel. Pray. Inside, outside, following online, pray. It's your moment. Yela kaparata to impose upon the earth, upon your life, the verdicts of heaven. Are you traveling? You are not about to be tired yet. Are you traveling? You are not about to be tired yet. Even though the outward man is weary, the inward man is renewed day by day. Inshallah, parata, iralaka payana mande, raketakatakate. We are a praying church. We are a praying believer. Raketakate. This is how we get it done. La parate kito parataya, ilambarate, rakabriate, lanteroska, ilaparatena. It's not time to look at your neighbor. It's time to pray. It's time to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. For men ought always to pray and not to faint. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Someone is getting delivered from that position. You have dwelt long enough on that mountain. It's time to move forward. It's time to make progress. It's time to move forward. It's time to make progress. It's time to move forward. It's time to make progress. You didn't come to church to look at your neighbor. You came to church because there is more in God. You are yet to touch. Do I have someone praying as though you know that there is a prophecy over your life? Do I have someone praying as though you know there is a prophecy over your life? Rakapae, ilakaparondo sobelataya. There is a prophecy over my life. There is a prophecy over my life. I will travel until Zion, until Shiloh comes. I will travel until Shiloh comes. I will travel until Shiloh comes. It said, my little children, of whom I travel until Christ be formed in you. Is someone praying? Let Christ be formed in me. Let Christ be formed in me. Whatever is not found in Jesus cannot be found in me. Whatever is not found in Jesus cannot be found in me. I am an expression of the very life of God. My family, my business, my finances, leketo parata, eralata baehe, rokoso pelataya. Someone feels that is a move, you need to push some more. Someone feels that is a shift, you need to push some more. Someone is feeling a move, you need to push some more. That is a fountain breaking out. That is a fountain breaking out. That is a fountain breaking out. I didn't come expecting it to go this way, but the Lord wants to change somebody's life. You just flow with the move. Rekete, mambarate, elaparata. Hey! There is a conspiracy that will not stand. There is a conspiracy that will not stand. It shall not stand. Neither shall it come to pass. Let them take counsel together. It will come to naught. For he frustrated the tokens of liars, and he maketh diviners mad. He turned their wise men backward, and he made their knowledge foolishness. No enchantment against me, no divination against family worship experience. For it shall be said, according to the time of life, the Lord has visited them. The Lord has turned around their captivity. For when the Lord turned again, the captivity, when the Lord turned again, the captivity of family worship experience. When the Lord turned again, the captivity of a family here. When the Lord turned again, our captivity. We were like them that dreamt. We were like them that dreamt. It will happen like a dream for a family. It will happen like a dream for an individual. It will happen like a dream for a family, for a company. Karateke teketela. Sheketele barata. Erombreketela. Araketekete. Elamandekete. Rokotopekete. Jambalate. Irakaparatia. Lamporoskeperiketela. Amparaketekepelekete. Oh, it's a new season for someone. You are leaving your present level. You are stepping into newness. You are stepping into newness. For behold, I do a new thing. Behold, I do a new thing. Behold, I do a new thing. It is springing forth. It is springing forth. It will appear. You will see it. Those who have mocked you are about to see another version of you. Those who have laughed at your family are about to see another version of you. For this is not the best of you. That is a season of visibility. That is a season of favor. That is a season of lifting. That is a season of establishment. That is a season of all-round settlement. Rakapae, elakaparata, reketetetetetetete. Sholakaparatala, erokoporoto delata, reketelande, erakapaya, lekosopelata. Outside, are you praying? It's a matter of destiny. You might have come with a neighbor, but this is personal. You might have come with a friend, but this is personal. You might have come as a new person, but this is personal. Aya laka parate, e raparete, e poparata, mambrekete laka parata. You will hear a testimony, for I hear a sound of abundance. 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 Shalaka parata, erokoto pelaka parata, reketeketekete, oraka palaka pa, ola parate, sheketeketeketekete. Parate keteke balataya, shokopoporata katatatata, leka parata balaka tegedea. And Jesus. Hey, Koraba Kabalata Bahata. Hela Kaparata. I hear a sound of abundance. A family just left where they have been kept. Someone just shifted to a new level of visibility. Someone's shame has been rolled away. He said they look up to him, help them there, and their faces were lightened up. They were not ashamed. Someone's shame just is rolled away. It's rolled away. Someone just entered into newness. All things are past. Shame is gone. Frustration is over. Struggles are over. Delays are over. Sicknesses are over. The pain is gone. The oppressions are over. The molestations are over. The conspiracy is broken. It shall not stand. It shall not come to pass. Whatever the enemy has planned, we reverse it. We reverse it. We reverse it. We overturn it. We overturn it. We overturn it. Hey, korata balata, parekete koparata, frenteke skopereketeya. For someone that has been covered, your generation is about to see you. For someone whose business has been covered, your clients are about to see you. For someone whose family has been kept in a cage, you are breaking out. You are breaking out. You are breaking out. That business will not die. That business will not die.
The promotion is released. The promotion is released. The helpers are coming. The helpers are coming. What you are expecting has been delivered. It has been delivered. It has been delivered. It has been delivered. You will share your testimony. Someone give the Lord a shout of victory. 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 Torabala Kabarata. Jela Kabarata Hila Vasque. Jamaneko Savela Kabarataya. For when the Lord turned again the captivity of family worship experience, of your family, of your life, it will happen to someone like a dream. You will stand back and ask, am I the one or someone else? How did I get into this so soon? Lift your hands, bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Do you feel in your spirit there is a shift? Lekorana mande kete. Barande kosavila da barata. Mante lavre kosobala kabarataya. There is a sweet anointing in the sanctuary. There is a stillness in the atmosphere. Come and lay down the burdens you have carried, for in this sanctuary God is here. Oh, that is God in this house. There is a still anointing in the sanctuary. There is a stillness in the atmosphere. This is a word for someone right now. Stop worrying. Come out, lay down the bodies you have carried, for in the sanctuary in my heart to ask everybody to pray. If there is something that has bothered you, tell the Lord now, I lay it before you. I refuse to be troubled about this again. I hand it over to you. Let the integrity of your name, let the integrity of your name handle this. I will no longer worry, trouble myself about this issue. I hand it over. I hand it over. I hand it over. I lay it before you. I lay it before you. There could be a project, a concern, a challenge. I lay it before you. I'm no longer troubled about it. You handle it your own way. Oh, I believe in your abilities. Come and lay down, lay down, lay down, lay down before him, lay down before him, lay down before him. The sickness is not unto death. The challenge will not consume you. It will not overwhelm you. Korababababahayadabasa. Perola bande kete ke balada bahaya. Ora na 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 mama si ada balada bahaya.
The burdens you have carried, for in this sanctuary glory,
oh Ragabaya Daba, the great and mighty one, faithful God, we honor you, we adore you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for help. Thank you for provisions. Thank you for protections. Thank you for the things you do in our midst. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please, if you can, be seated briefly. God is here. Come and lay down the burdens you have carried, for in this sanctuary God is here. Come and lay down the burdens you have carried, for in the sanctuary God is here. First Chronicles, very brief tonight. I will teach and then we continue in the spirit of prayer briefly, but there is a shift in the spirit. Someone, already your testimony is sealed. Sealed, it's delivered. Second, First Chronicles 4. When it happened, finally, you will come and declare, see what the Lord has done. Come and see what the Lord has done. What we waited for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done. Come help me see, see what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. What I waited for, what I waited for, has come to pass.
Come to pass.
Oh,
see what the Lord has done.
Two more times in advance, declare. This is how you will call people to come and
see what the Lord has done. Oh, see what the Lord has done.
What I've been waiting for. Finally, the Lord has made it to happen. The integrity of His word has made it to happen.
See what the Lord has done.
One more time. See what the Lord has done.
See what the Lord has done.
Everybody come and
see
what the Lord has done. What we have been waiting
for,
has come to pass. See what the Lord has done.
What the Lord.
Can you blow it once? Oh, see what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Right, let's get into the word briefly. We're a prophetic ministry, so there is no particular order the service must go. When we come up and the Lord leads in the direction, we flow. We flow. 1 Chronicles 4 and verse 9. We'll read 9 and 10. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow or pains. And Jabez called on the name of the Lord of Israel, the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be upon me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, and that it might not grieve me. Everybody, the last part, want to read. And God granted him that which he requested. For someone, that last part is for you. Amen. The prayers you just prayed now, God has granted that which you requested. Amen. And the Lord granted him that which he requested. Jabez was supposed to be a very honorable man. The Bible says he had a destiny, and he was a man of honor by God's design. He was designed to be a man of honor. In fact, the Bible says more honorable than his brethren. The honor that was bestowed upon his life and destiny was more than that of his brethren. But that the challenge is, he didn't look like what God has said over his life. I'm sure Jabez was growing. These are the two verses alone you find about Jabez in scripture. Just two verses. I'm sure he grew up and realized that even though there was a prophetic destiny over his life to be a man of honor, a man of value, a man of result, but that somehow he will look around, he didn't look like the prophecy that was upon his life. He was honorable based on what God had said, based on the prophecies that had come over him. And I'm sure that literally everywhere he entered, people saw him and thought, this man truly is a man of honor. He looks like honor. He looked like greatness. He looked like success. He looked like everything God has said. But that experientially, these results were not in his life. They were not in his life. I'm sure even his brethren will look at him and said, why do you look like this? As though all is well. But that in reality, experientially, we know that things are not well. It's like you are squatting with somebody, but when you appear, they think you are the owner of the house. You are the one squatting, but when you and the owner of the house appear, people see you and think you are the owner of the house because you represent honor. You look like a man of honor. You look like a man that should have this kind of result, but that yet, experientially, is not your reality. Even though you look it, experientially, it's not your reality. This was the case with Jabez. And I'm sure as he grew up, he now realized that there was a challenge. And the challenge was the name the mother gave him. The meaning was sorrow, pains. And the reason is because at birth, she went through so much pain giving birth to this boy. And the moment she delivered that child, she now named him after the pain, named him after her experience. She said his name will be called Pain. Even though the destiny over his life is that of honor, but that I alter that destiny. I give him sorrow. Things will not work for you. Things will be tough for you. You will live in pain. Even though what God has said is honor, but that me as your mother, because of what I went through, I reprogram your life and I call it sorrow. It should not be honor. It should not be result. It should not be blessing because of the pain I went through. You see, be careful what you say in moment of sorrow, in moment of pain, in moment of challenges, because you can declare a thing and the realm of the spirit will stamp it. The Bible said, say not to an angel, it was a mystic. So even if the mother of Jabez
just casually named him and later regretted it, but that the realm of the spirit has signed it. He's supposed to have an honorable destiny. He's supposed to be a man of greatness. But that because of the pain I went through in bearing him, I reprogram his life and I call him sorrow. When you read the book of Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18, the Bible says, I think it started by saying, and God saw that the man was alone, right? And the Lord God said, it's not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmate for him. Verse 19. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and fowls of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he will call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, everybody read the final line, that was the name thereof. I've taught you before, the word name there is the Hebrew word shem. It means character. So whatever Adam called every living creature, that was the character thereof. That's how their life started playing out. So the animals assumed the character of the name that was given to them. That originally the lion shouldn't have been the strongest animal, but because of the name that was given to it, it became the strongest by reason of the name. It was the name that determined the strength of that animal. The dove is gentle. It was the name that determined the character of the dove. So whatever name you are given, you will find that as you begin to grow in life and answer that name, they call you Victor and you say, sir, Victor, that's my name. And you keep answering Victor. After a while, your life should become victorious. Because you keep answering Victor, I am victorious. People call you Victor and you answer, that's me. Victor, how are you? I'm fine. Victor, sir, Victor, ma. As you keep answering that name, your life should start playing out the reality of that name. Because whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the character. That's how their life started playing out eventually. You will now find out why certain children were born in scripture and God will never allow the naming of those children to the parent. So before the parent wake up to give a name, an angel will appear and intercept. When this child is born, don't give him the name you wish to give him. This is the name that should be given to him so that his destiny is not altered. For Jesus, name him Jesus. The name was sent ahead of his birth. Give him Jesus, because if you give him any other name, the word Jesus means savior. It's like Joshua, savior. And you see Joshua in the book of Joshua, from Exodus to Joshua, the man truly became a savior because of his name. The word Joshua means savior. He was not the only one that had a different spirit. Caleb also had a different spirit, but that he answered his name. He was the one God chose to eventually bring the children of Israel into their promised land because of his name, Savior. Jesus is born ahead of time. Call his name Jesus. John the Baptist is born ahead of time. Call his name John. Samson is about to be born. Call his name Samson. That God will not allow the naming of certain children to their parent, because the name you give a child automatically begin to frame the realities around that, his life. For someone right now listening to me, begin to imagine, what name have you been answering? For me, the meaning of my name, someone shout glory. If you are glory, you are Gloria, you are Grace, and all of that, just give praise to the Lord. Because there are people who bear names, they don't even know the meaning of the name. There are families where the name of their father is an ancient name. It's not even their immediate father. It's the name of one oracle everybody is bearing. And no wonder things are not working for people. Because everywhere you enter, they call you that name. You answer and the oracle say, I'm also here. There are people, ask them, what is the real meaning of your tribal name? They don't know. They say, I was just born. It's a family name. Family name without a meaning. And everybody seems to be loyal to that name. This is not even my message. I just feel to talk on this. Because it's very important. Some people might have to change their name. Certain names, with due respect and honor, certain names are good virtues, but not good names. When you bear names like patience, I believe it's a good virtue, but not a name to answer. endurance. It's a good virtue. You should endure through the things that will come, but don't answer it as a name. They call you endurance. They say, that's me. When things are not working, I endure. When it's not coming, I endure. May you not endure till old age, oh. They are good virtue. Get me right. They have Christian virtues that are necessary for your living, but not to answer it as your name. Jabez, sorrow. So everywhere sorrow entered, even though people wanted to help him, but sorrow will say you can't help him because he has been programmed to live a sorrowful life. Everywhere he entered and people wanted to help him, they said no, he's designed to live in pain. So we want to help you. What are you looking for? I want a job. I've been suffering. What's your name? My name is pain. You deserve it. Out of our office. Continue the suffering. Because according to your name, you are not supposed to be relieved. You are not supposed to be relieved. Jabez grew up, and at a certain season in his life, he knew something had to happen to him. How can I be going around and people call me sorrow and I answer? They call me pain and I answer. They call me frustration and I answer. My mother is done living her life. She's an old woman. Me, I'm just starting up my life. I cannot live from my youth till my old age in pain. And the Bible says he lifted a cry to heaven. Oh God, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. And he said, enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it might not hurt or grieve me. And the Bible said, God looked and said, this is all I was waiting for. I was waiting for you to be dissatisfied with this name. I was waiting for you to cry out. You remember the story of Jacob also? The Bible said he withdrew from his people at night, and then God appeared to him and he wrestled with God that night and prevailed. The Bible said, for as a prince, you have wrestled and prevailed. He fought God and prevailed. And the Bible said, God saw that it was the breaking of the day. He said, let me go. The day is breaking. He said, I won't let you go. My life cannot be like this. Change my life. There must be a turnaround. And God looked. Look at what God said. What is your name? Meaning the challenge with Jacob was the name. The problem is not that people are not willing to help you. The problem is that you are bearing a name that does not permit that you are helped. What is your name? He said, my name is Jacob. And he said, from today, your name shall be called Israel. From that day. In fact, at this point, his brother Esau was coming to kill Jacob. He was coming with 400 men to kill Jacob. The moment he arrived, the name of Jacob has been changed to Israel. So who he wanted to kill was no longer the person he met. And he could not kill him. Israel. Four major prayers Jabez prayed. By the way, tonight I'm teaching on the prayer of Jabez. The prayer of Jabez. And we're going to pray those four prayers. The first prayer is that thou wouldest bless me indeed. Indeed. The word indeed there means I've been looking like it, but I didn't have it. Truly bless me. Let me look like what people think I am. Bless me indeed. If you remove the word indeed, you would have spoiled the whole thing. Bless me indeed. I appear a place, they think I'm blessed. They think I have money, but honestly speaking, broke. I come in a place, they think I'm healthy, but I'm sick. I appear in a place, they think I have a job, but I'm jobless. People think I've gone to school, but I've not gone to school. They just look at me and assume. They think this is who I am, but experientially, Jabez Christ said, no, bless me. Let me truly look like what people think I am. Bless me indeed. I truly want to be blessed. I truly want to be blessed. Turn my situation around. So he called on the God of heaven to release blessings upon his life. I don't just want to look honorable, but I want my life to reflect honor. I don't just want to look blessed. I really want to be blessed. I don't want to look wealthy. I truly want to be wealthy. I don't want to look anointed. I truly want to be anointed. So bless me indeed. Bless me indeed. Someone shall bless me indeed. One more time, bless me indeed. So that your life will be an experience of what people truly think it is. So what is the blessing? The blessing is a supernatural empowerment that comes upon men and it helps them or make them to prosper. The blessing is a supernatural empowerment that comes upon men and then it makes them prosper. The blessing. So what Jabez was saying is, I want to prosper. The word prosper means to do well in life. People look at me, they think I'm doing well, but honestly, I'm not doing well. So Jabez said, I'm tired of that. Bless me. Let me truly do well. Let me not look like I'm doing well. Put your empowerment upon my life so that truly, in experience, I will truly prosper. I want to do well. Someone shout, I want to do well. Now declare, I do well in life. Deuteronomy 8 and verse 18. He said, thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power. That's the blessing. Power to get wealth. The blessings of the Lord, the book of Proverbs now. The Bible said, the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and added no. The blessing is an empowerment that makes people become wealthy, that makes people to do well in life, to prosper. So Jabez said, I look like prosperity. I don't have it. So bless me. Put an empowerment upon my life. Put an empowerment upon my life. The second definition of blessing, it is the cure for causes. Simply put, the blessing is the cure for causes. It is the cure for causes. There are ancestral causes in my life. Well, connect to ancestral blessings. The cure to ancestral causes is ancestral blessing. Connect to this Abrahamic blessings. That's a cure. That's a cure. The Bible says, cursed is everyone that hangs upon the tree, so that the blessings of Abraham might be upon us, the Gentiles. When Jesus was about to be taken, the Bible said he blessed them. He was about to ascend. He blessed them. He empowered them. It's an empowerment, brothers. So when I tell you you are blessed, what I'm saying is that you are empowered to go and prosper. When you hear you are blessed, it is an empowerment to go and do well. It's an empowerment to go and prosper. May I declare over someone, you are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. And may anything that look like a curse around your life be swallowed up by the blessing. And how many of you know that the blessing predates curses? That blessings existed before curses. So these curses are no more powerful than the blessing. No. When God created man, Bible said God blessed man and said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, have dominion. He blessed man. So the blessings came even before curses started. In other words, I have been programmed for blessings before curses arrived. I've been programmed. Someone shout, I'm blessed. One more time, I'm blessed. One more time, I'm blessed. So regardless the curse that is upon your life, do you know that when Isaac cursed Esau, he said, you will serve your brother, you will XYZ. He looked at him again and said, but if you are so determined, Genesis 27, I think verse 40, if you are so determined, according to the time of life, you will have dominion over this curse and you will break it off your neck. Can you imagine? Isaac is both a prophet and a biological father. And he's saying, even though I know you are cursed, but that if you are so determined as you live through life, after a while, you will have dominion over the curse and you will break it off your neck. You know what that means? It doesn't matter who has cursed you. The one who cursed Isaac was his biological father. And then a prophet. Isaac was a prophet. And yet he said, with time, if you are so dogged, you will break this curse off your neck. What that means, it doesn't matter who has cursed you. It doesn't matter. If you are so determined, that curse will break off your neck. And tonight, whatever look like a curse, whoever has cursed you, I stand as a priest over your life. I reprogram your life now. And I declare that that curse is broken now. Whoever spoke a curse over your life, an uncle, an auntie, a random person, a soothsayer, whoever that person is, by the anointing, I declare that curse broken now. It is swallowed up in the blessing now. And I decree you are blessed. You are blessed. The blessing. Jabez said, bless me indeed. Let me prosper indeed. Let me excel indeed. Let me not just look it. Let me have it. I don't want to look like honor. I want to be honorable. I don't want to look like I have money. I want to have it. I don't want to look like I'm married. I want to be married. I don't want to look like I have a house. I should have one. I shouldn't arrive church and look like I have a car. I should have one. Someone shout, I'm blessed indeed. Declare, I'm blessed indeed. I shouldn't just look like what I can become. I look it, but I'm not it. No, he said, bless me indeed. Bless me indeed. Empower me. Let this curse be swallowed up. That's what he was saying. I know my mother blessed the curse, and she called me sorrow. But oh God, bless me. Let the blessing overwhelm this curse. And the Bible said God granted it. We are going to pray in a moment. You know there are people who can randomly look at you. And there are people whose words are powerful. Don't just mistake it. They look at you as a child and say, ah, this one, look at it. This one cannot become anything now. And like a joke, that was a curse. So you grew up from school, you were not doing well. You see this night, whatever word people spoke carelessly, carelessly, that is having effect around your life. Oh, tonight, it is broken. It is broken. It is broken. I cannot be a victim of somebody's careless words. No, I can't be. I can't be. Bless me indeed. There are people who randomly look at a family and say, see this family? Nothing good can ever happen in that family. And he stood there and declared things randomly and carelessly. There are even pastors who there is power in their mouth. They carelessly speak things over members. And then you watch that people are struggling. Whoever has spoken any negative thing over your life, I stand by this apostolic grace. I declare it is reversed right now. And I declare you a blessed person. I declare you a blessed person. I declare your business flourish. I declare your health intact. In the name of Jesus Christ. Shout, I'm blessed. Declare, I'm blessed. Bless me indeed. I don't want to look like the blessing. I want to have the blessing. I don't want to look like a good man. I am a good man. I don't want to look like I can give people. I'm a giver. I give. People look at me and say, he looks like he's blessed. No, I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. He looks anointed. What are you talking about? I'm anointed. There is grace on my head. There is grace on my head. I don't just look it. I have it. Bless me indeed. That was his first prayer. Bless me indeed. Let me not look it and don't have it. People should not look at me and have a picture about me. When they come close, they'll be like, I thought this guy was blessed. So I thought he was this. So when you come close to me, it should do you like Queen Sheba and Solomon. One third of everything you are was not told me. I thought this was who you are. When I got close, I realized there was more glory than what I thought. There was more blessings than what I thought. There was more wisdom than what I thought. Coming close. Bless me indeed. That was his first prayer. And his second prayer was, enlarge my coast. Ayabalataka. Zambrelos kavrilata breyatekesha. For someone, where you are now is too small for you. You are about to step into a bigger space. In business, a bigger space. In your house, a bigger space. Your office, a bigger space. Where you are now is too small for you. There is enlargement coming. There is expansion coming. I speak prophetically that before this season is over, something bigger is happening to you. Enlargement is coming. Expansion is coming. In the name of Jesus Christ. Someone shout enlarge. It's a prophetic night, home. I'm telling you, with everything that is happening, you're already praying. What you are doing there, you are reordering the course of your life. Things that have been done negative in your life, you are reordering them. It cannot continue that way. Enlarge my coast. Enlarge my territory. Enlarge my sphere of influence. Enlarge the reach of my grace. Enlarge. Barosali kafarata. You know what he was saying? He was saying, deliver me from smallness. That's what he was saying. Deliver me from smallness. Deliver me from littleness. People see me and think I'm big, but in reality I'm little. So deliver me from littleness. People think I'm a big name, but when they come close, you, I'm really small. Deliver me from... Isaiah 60:22. A little one will become a strong nation. I speak over someone that you are little, but you are becoming a thousand. You are small, but you are becoming a strong nation. God is changing your identity in the name of Jesus Christ. Deliver me. What you are saying is, reprogram my realities. Change the narrative around my life. People see me and think I'm a big guy. At times I tell them, can you help me? They're like, you? Abba, Abba, Abba. If you want to help, let's help somebody else. And they are not lying. They are judging by how you appear. He cried and said, deliver me from littleness. I cannot look big, but in reality I'm small. Enlarge my coast. Enlarge my coast. Enlarge it. Maybe you were born into a family where nobody dared great things. Everybody wants to build, they build two rooms. Everybody wants to start a business, they start in a small shop. Everybody wants to, and that's how they get old here. Everybody wants to do something, is something little. Are you under the sound of my voice tonight? You will be the first to dare great things. You will be the first to build a duplex. You will be the first to drive those cars. You will be the first to build a road in your village. You will drill boreholes for them. Things others could not do, you will do it. Deliver me from smallness. Enlarge my coast. Come from a family where everybody gets married and quietly 2-3 children, they are done. Nobody hear anything about them. They live in a rented house until old age. Come on now. Somebody is here that is about to change the narrative. You are about to change the narrative. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Isaiah 52. Enlarge. My coast. Sorry, 54. My place of interest from verse 2, but we can read from verse 1. Enlarge my coast. Isaiah. Oh, sing, oh, barren. Things have not been working. He said, just start singing because something is about to happen. Enlargement is coming. He said, thou that did not bear, break forth into singing. And cry aloud, thou that did not travel with a child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. It looks like things are not working for you. He said, when I start with you, you will have more result than those they thought had result. Verse 2, look at this. Enlarge. 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 Enlarge the place of my tent, enlarge the place of my business, enlarge the place of our fellowship, enlarge, enlarge, and let them stretch forth the curtain. Someone shout stretch, shout enlarge, declare stretch. Then he said, Fear not. In other words, don't pity God. Lengthen the cord. Someone shout lengthen. Increase the length and strengthen the stakes. In other words, have solid pillars, because something is about to come on you. If capacity is not built, you can't manage it. For you are about to break forth on the right and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate city to be inhabited. What looked like was not working is about to work again. You know, for me, while I was praying and preparing this message, three things the Lord told me. But let me read for you one more verse. Let me see the next verse. Barataka. He said, fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed. Someone shout, shame no go catch us. Declare again, shame no go catch us. Kabaya tabala taba. He said, you will not be ashamed. Shout, I will not be ashamed. I will not see shame. He said, neither shall thou be confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth. Whatever happened yesterday that looked like shame, you are about to forget it. And shall not remember the reproach, the sorrow, the pain of yesterday. He said, you will break forth. Look at the three words the Lord told me from this scripture. Number one, enlarge. Number two, stretch. Number three, break forth. This is what's happening to someone. Enlargement is coming. You are stretching beyond capacity. For some of you, ideas will come that will stretch you. Don't be scared. Step into it. Some of you will receive contracts, the kind of contracts you've never handled before. Don't tell them, I've never done something like this before. No! Stretch is something you can do. Stretch! They tell you, can you manage this? Have you done it before? Tell them, yes. Yes. It's time to stretch. It's time to stretch. Don't chicken out. I say, they say the contract is 10 million naira. I've never handled 1 million naira. I'm preparing your mind now. Because the Lord said to tell someone, what is about to come will stretch you. It will stretch you. It will stretch your capacity. Someone shall stretch. He said, for you will break forth on the left. You will break forth on the right. You are breaking forth. Whatever has made you and kept you small, you are breaking forth. To enlarge means to break out of something that has kept you. Break out. Break out. Break out. Spirit, break out. Break our walls down. Yeah. Spirit, break out. Break our walls down. Yeah. Spirit, break. Limitation down, yes.
Spirit breaker,
spirit breaker,
spirit
breaker, break my walls down,
break
my walls down, spirit breaker. Declare, I refuse to be small. I refuse to be covered. I refuse to be marginalized by the forces of hell. I am breaking forth. I am breaking forth. I am breaking forth. My enlargement is coming. I am breaking forth. Listen, for someone, after this service, don't be the one to cover yourself. Stretch. There is nothing too hard for you to do. There is nothing too hard for you to learn. There is nothing too big for you to handle. No matter what God is bringing, stretch, handle it. Stretch. Don't place a tag, a peg on yourself. Stretch. They said, I can do how many things? I can handle how many things? I can control how many things? All things through Christ that strengthens me. That is wisdom sufficient. I'm telling you. Now, when some of you leave here, man, and these things start happening, don't look and say, but me, this small me, you are not small. You are not small. There is nothing you can't manage. Can I speak over someone? The days of smallness are over. The days of littleness are over. You are breaking for the day of smallness are over. Someone, by this time next year, a version of you never believed was there will manifest. Listen, your product will be around the nations of the world. Your brand will be around the nations of the world. Your voice will sound and re-echo around the nations. I refuse to be small. I refuse to be little. He said, enlarge my coast. Help me not to remain small. I am not what people think I am. I know I came from the village, but I will not end in the village. I know I came from a humble background, but we will rise and become a mighty nation. You are not small. Yeah. Break my walls down. Spirit breaker. This someone's day. Hey. Break my walls down. Even the pegs I put on myself, break it down. Spirit breaker. Our young men, January, he said, Apostle, you talked about having a land. I want to have at least 2 lands before the end of this year. Guess what? Early March, he bought 1 acre of land. He said, I want to have 2 before the end of the year. He mentioned that January, by March, he bought 10 plots at once. Someone shout enlarge. Don't put a peg on yourself. This smallness is not your life. Whoever think you were born to be small has mistaken your identity. God is breaking your walls down. You are breaking forth on every side. People are about to see a version of you that even you will be surprised about. He said, when the Lord turned against the captivity of Zion, it looked like a dream to us. Even the people around us knew it. Please sit down for a moment. Break my walls down. Enlarge. Enlargement is coming in business. Enlargement in ministry. Enlargement. Someone before the year is over, mark my words, you will have staffs under you, you are paying. You will have staffs under you, you are paying. You will. This next prayer, Jabez. This man was serious with destiny. He said, I can't end like this. Bless me indeed. Enlarge my coast. Then number three, he said, put your hand upon me. Let your hand be with me. Put your hand upon me. Last year was our year of what? Speed, right? And one of our major anchor scripture last year was 1 Kings 18 and verse 46. You know what the hand of the Lord upon the life of a man does to that man? It gives him speed. It gives him speed. When the hand of the Lord comes upon a man, what it does is that it fast forward your journey. And God uses speed to save time. If God finds that you are late, a way of helping you to catch up is that he multiplies your steps. He gives you speed to save time. For Elijah, the Bible says the hand of the Lord came upon him and he gathered up his loins and ran even into the entrance of Jezreel. So when Jabez prayed and said, let your hand be upon me, what he was saying is that I am tired of slow motion progress. I am tired of moving like a tortoise, like a chameleon. Which one is this one? In 5 years, nothing to show for it. I'm walking as though I'm not walking. I'm trying to move. When I even take 5 steps backward, something happened that drags me 8 steps backward. I move 5 steps forward, something happened and takes me 10 steps backward. Put your hand upon me. The cure for delay is the hand of God. Put your hand upon me. Let your hand be with me. When the hand of the Lord comes upon the wicked, it punishes them. Paul in Acts 13, when he met that politician who was trying to limit the advancement of the gospel, verse 11, he said, the hand of the Lord is upon you and you'll be blind. For someone, the hand of the Lord is coming on those who have oppressed you. As the hand of God comes on you for speed, it is coming upon your enemy for punishment at the same time. The same time. Because it's not enough for God to give you speed. He must punish that thing that kept you backward. And the hand of the Lord is making it happen concurrently. For someone, get ready to run. Get ready to run. Get ready to run. You are about to speed up. You have dwelt on a location for too long. You've dwelt on this mountain for too long. People know you by the things you go through. People now know you by your situations. But something is about to happen to you. The hand of the Lord is coming upon your life. And it will give you speed. The next time they see you, they will ask, is he the one? Oh, another. Remember the blind man Jesus healed? When he healed him, people were asking, is he the one? He said, no, I am he. I am. It's me. It's I. Don't worry, I'm the one. God will so do it that people will be confused if you are the one they used to know. Put your hand upon me. Give me speed. For some of you, you know that if life keeps happening the way it's happening, and things keep going the way they are going, and nothing happened to interrupt this kind of movement. It was Bishop David Odekwa I was listening to. He said at some point he asked the Lord, is this how we'll keep growing? Because if we keep growing like this as a ministry, it then means when I'll be 100 years old, that's when we'll be 1,000 in living faith. Can you imagine? If we keep growing this kind of slow kind of growth, when I'll be 100, that's when we'll be 1,000. But the hand of the Lord. Look at what that ministry has become today. He's 70 plus. I'll be 70 now. Look at what the ministry has become. That there is something God can do to the life of a man that will alter the original course of movement. If you were taking one step per year, there is a particular year you enter and you take 1,000 steps. How you take the steps is not for you to explain. It's not for you to explain. It has been 1,000 naira, 10,000 naira, 50,000 naira, 10,000 naira, 2,000 naira, 3,000 naira. But that you step into a season and now it is 10 million naira, 50 million naira. It's 15 million naira, 100 million. And you are like, how is this thing happening? One of our ladies reached out to me and told me, Daddy, you prayed for me my last birthday in May, I'll be June. And told me that before this time next year, your birthday, what to eat, what to wear, what to give, what to just use will not be a challenge. He said, I kept confessing it. I didn't know how it was going to happen. She said, but in the month of March, me that have never handled money in 50s, in the month of March, within 2 weeks, I was counting the way money was coming to my account. I was asking, is this my account or something happened? That would be somebody's life, oh. I say it again, before this time next year, for someone, you will look at your life and look at your age and you will know that speed happened to you. You will know that speed happened to you. So this slow motion progress, this one step in 1 year is over. It is over. It's time to run. It's time to run. Someone shout, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The hand of the Lord is upon me. For speed. For speed. The hand of the Lord is upon me. For speed. Please be seated. We're wrapping up. Barata kabasila dabaya. Baroski la frenda barata. Jabez. Say, Lord, put your hand upon me. Let your hand be with me. Your presence. Your presence. Then final prayer he prayed. He said, as you give me speed, as you bless me, I know that my enemies will be multiplied. Keep me from evil. Keep me from wicked men. Keep me. When you are poor at times, people don't really hate you. They like it that you are part of their group. The moment you step out and you are no longer with them, you now realize they were never friends. And the only offense you committed is that you stop being poor. There are many who like you so long as you are their level. The only offense you will ever commit is the day you decide that you are no longer poor. You decide that you are no longer at their level. Something has happened to you. There is a reprogramming. The narrative has changed. The moment that happens, you become an enemy. They like it when you are poor. They like it when you are part of those struggling. They like it when you call them and say, can you help me? They like it when you are always dependent on them. The day you no longer ask, they say, so you have grown now. You don't call again. Every time I call, you complain because I always call to ask. Now God have helped me. You call the help of God pride? If the help of God is equal to pride, may I become proud? May I become proud? If God helping a man is equal to pride, then Lord, I want to become proud. I want that kind of help that make it look like I'm proud. I want that kind of help. Help me. Help me. Help me. He said, deliver me, keep me from evil, that it might not hurt me, that it might not grieve me. Grant me this, O God, keep me from wicked men. For we live among people who are wicked and unreasonable. There are people who take pleasure when they see others suffer. There are people who take pleasure so long as you are under them and they are oppressing you. There are people who take pleasure in not paying people even though they have the amount, the money to pay their staff. They don't pay because they like it when people are slaves under them. There are people who take pleasure when they see people afflicted. They are pleasured by it. He said, keep me from those kind of people. Deliver me from them. I refer us back to our last week teaching. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He restored my soul. And then he leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Verse 4, he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Death is smelling around. He said, I fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me, and thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. He said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. I'm permitted to eat because there is oil on my head. It doesn't matter in the presence of who that table is prepared. If there is oil on your head, eat it. Did you hear what I just said? It doesn't matter. This man hates me. He's an occultic man. And there is a table before him. If there is oil on your head, what do you do to the food? He said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Then thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth. This is a guarantee of preservation. Then he said, surely, on daily basis, goodness and mercy shall follow me. It's like walking with escorts. So you see, you came to church, you thought you were alone, but there were escorts coming with you. They were escorting the VIP to church, and they are still with you. When service closed, they follow you back on VIP. They ensure that you arrive home safe. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell. How about Psalms 105 from verse 13? They went from one nation to another. Oh, someone shout, my preservation is sure. Keep me from evil. They went from one nation to another, and from one kingdom to another. Verse 14, he said, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Do my prophets no harm. Do my prophets no harm. Someone shout, I'm anointed. Shout, I'm anointed. Preserved from evil. And you know the last part of this story that I love so much? He wrapped up by saying, and the Lord granted him that which he requested. The Lord granted him. For someone, this is the word you should take home. The Lord granted me everything I requested. Every prophetic word that was spoken over me, the Lord brought it to pass. The Lord brought it to pass. The Lord brought it to pass. That as I'm stepping out of this place, I know it for sure that my life has changed. I know it. I know it. I know that enlargement has come. I know that blessings has come. I know that I won't be the same again. Ebenezer,
Ebenezer,
my help has come.
One more time,
I.
few minutes. The prayer of Jabez. Lord, bless me indeed. Lord, enlarge my coast. Enlarge my coast. Let your hand be upon me and keep me from evil, that it might not grieve me. Bless me and bless me indeed. Enlarge my coast. Enlarge my coast. Enlarge my coast. Is someone ready to pray? My help has come. My help has come. Deliver me from evil. My help has come. Inside, outside. Let's pray. Now, I had to spend time to explain the prayer of Jabez so that when you start praying, you know what you are praying for. You know what you are praying for. When you say, Lord, bless me, and bless me indeed, you know what you are talking about. You are saying, Lord, empower me to do well. When you say, Lord, enlarge my coast, you are saying, deliver me from smallness. When you say, put your hand upon me, you are saying, grant me speed and deliver me from slow motion progress. When you say, preserve me from wicked men and evil, you are saying, Lord, let me be under your cover. Let my head be anointed with oil. Let me be declared, touch not, touch not, touch not. These are the four prayers we are about to pray. And then I will speak of our lives. But already I needed to know that so much has happened in this atmosphere. And so much has happened to you already. Some of you, before you get home, there is a testimony waiting. Some of you, before Sunday, you return back with songs in your mouth, with songs on your lips, with songs of joy, songs and testimonies. Barata kabalada barata. Is somebody ready to invoke the blessing over your life? Are you ready to invoke the blessing over your life? Listen, after breaking curses, don't go without a blessing. Carry the blessing. It is the cure. It is the cure. He said that thou wouldest bless me indeed. Let me truly be blessed. Let me not look like it. Let me become it. Let me become it. You're going to pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, bless me. Put your blessings upon my life. Let me truly be blessed. Let me not look like the blessing. Let me not look like a rich man. Let me not look like an anointed man. Let me truly be blessed. Let me be blessed indeed. Lift your voice and cry out. It is a cry, the prayer of a desperate man. Who don't want to remain the same? Bless me indeed.
Oh,
you just keep worshiping. Second prayer from that scripture. And listen, how many of you know, watch, that when you pray and make signs with your hands, make signs, how many of you know that they have effect in the spirit? No, are you aware? That is the way you will start praying. You will see your hand either going like this. It could be a reprogramming of what the devil has done. When you see your body moving in a particular direction while praying, don't stop it. It could be a prophetic action on doing what the enemy has done. I'm teaching you something. Now watch. We are going to pray the second prayer while they are worshiping. We are putting two forces together. While they worship, we pray and say, oh God, enlarge my coast. I refuse smallness. Enlarge my coast. Enlarge my coast. I refuse to be small. I break forth on the left. I break forth on the right. I refuse to be small. Is someone praying? We're going to now declare, Lord, deliver us from delay, from slow motion progress. I cannot keep growing small. I mean, with this kind of progress, there has to be speed. There has to be speed. Lord, grant me speed in ministry, in academics, in finances, in my life. Grant me speed. Grant me speed. Deliver me. from slow motion progress in the name of Jesus.
My help has gone.
The hand of the Lord is upon me. Place your hand upon me. Place your hand upon me. For speed. Place your hand upon me. For speed. Place your hand upon me for speed. In the last prayer, deliver us from all evil. Keep us as a ministry. Preserve our members all across our campuses, following across the waves, the nations of the world. Preserve our global family. Keep us from wicked men. Keep us from evil people. Keep us from evil. We are not a victim of evil. We are not a victim of evil. In the name of Jesus, keep us. Keep our families. Keep our children, keep our parents, keep our loved ones. There's someone already prophesying and praying. Keep us. We are exempted from the plot, the conspiracy of the wicked. I am said, and the Lord granted that which he requested. John 16 and 24. He said, heat at all. Have you asked nothing yet? So he said, ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Someone's joy is full. What that means is that your prayers are answered. God has granted that which you have requested. And you are returning with testimonies. You are returning with testimonies. Lift your hands, bless the name of the Lord, give him praise. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank you for so much, so much, so much has happened, so much has entered your hands, so much has entered your spirit. He has not called the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain. He's the God that answers prayer. Baraliga bayada basha. Zenakuri la bahara dekesh. Barande ke de belahada kashia. Bande ke te parala gabaye. Jola mande hedakaya. Zenananaho rada bagea. When we pray, he answers us. When we call, he answers us. We are not alone. God is with us.
I love you. position to be the one who wants that. Hey, where the one who wants that prayer day.
Shout of praise. You believe that is a turnaround. You believe that is a change of season. You believe the prayers have been answered. You believe that is a shift in the spirit. You will not be quiet. You will give the Lord a shout. 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 Are breaking, yokes are breaking, sicknesses are leaving, shame is rolled away, curses are broken, the walls of Jericho are falling down, someone is breaking out, 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 hey! Oh, glory! You can know it when something has happened in the spirit. No, you can know it. You can know it. You don't need a prophet to tell you. Your spirit will just pick a signal. And all of a sudden, joy in the Holy Ghost. All of a sudden, a proof something has happened. Tell your neighbor, you will be seated here to hear my testimony. You will be seated in this place and you will hear my testimony. Tell him it will be a groundbreaking testimony, mouth-watering testimony, ear-tingling testimonies. It will be unbelievable. It will look like I'm lying. But it was my reality. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. The moment I came up, I knew this service was not normal. For someone, your result will not be normal. Your testimonies will not be normal. Nothing about this service will be normal. The outcome. The one he has been playing is offbeat. And that offbeat is for your professionalism or whatever. Give us normal, straight beats. At least let's take it 2 more times. Will you help us? Help us. Huh? Go
because this one you are going off against us. We understand. But this time around, go straight.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, the one who was us.
Aha, this is the one.
Come on, come on. One wonder greater than.
Someone is rehearsing their dance for their marriage. Someone for the testimony you are about to come with. Hey.
I love you. I love Yeshua. We exalt you. Yeah. I love you. I love you. Hey, the one.
Blessing. Tonight's service was designed for me. God patterned this service for me. He patterned it for me. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, we give you praise, Jesus. We give you praise, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I pray for you and I declare, it is done. The tears are wiped away. The curses are broken and reversed. You are blessed indeed. You are blessed indeed. You won't just look like a blessed person. You are blessed. You won't look like a rich person. You will declare you rich. You won't look like an anointed person. We declare you anointed. You are blessed indeed. You are empowered to prosper. From now on, you will do well. Go and do well. The things you could not do before, now do them with ease. Do them with ease. Number two, I pray for you that enlargement has come. Enlargement has come. May God by his mercy deliver you from smallness. From now on, you are breaking forth on every side. Breaking forth on the left. Breaking forth on the right. Whatever placed a peg on you that you won't grow above this, you are stretching out of capacity. You are stretching beyond that peg in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I declare that the hand of God is upon your life for supernatural speed. Things that have not happened in the past 5 years, between now and December, it will happen. It will happen. It will happen. In the name of Jesus. And you are preserved against any and every form of evil. Go and break forth. Go and produce results. You won't be stranded.
You won't see shame. You're returning back with testimonies. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift your hands and thank Him for tonight. Bless Him. You came in sick. Check yourself. The pain is gone. Check yourself. The Lord healed you already. Check yourself. The Lord healed you already. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Now, quickly, two things I will do. The Lord has healed you. Check your body. Something you came with as pain. Something in your body that is no longer there. Wave to the Lord wherever you are. Check yourself. Confirm a miracle has happened to you. Just wave. We might not have time to take testimonies. God bless you. Wave. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Inside, outside, wave. And we declare that those testimonies are perfected. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, while we are still standing, let's remain standing for 1 minute. Wherever you are, just remain standing, inside, outside. You are here tonight, you are saying, Apostle, I've heard the word. And I know something has happened in the spirit. Except that my ways with the Lord are not right. And I don't want my prayers to just go like that unanswered. I want to make things right with Jesus. I want my sins forgiven. I want to be rapturable. I want to be a child of God, bona fide child of God. Wherever you are, I want to pray with you and welcome you back home today. And I want you to raise your hand wherever you are. Raise your hand. Lift it and lift it very high. God bless you. I see a few hands lifted high. Unashamedly, you are saying, I'm not ashamed. I want to come back home to Jesus. Enough of living by myself. I want my sins forgiven. God bless you. Lift that hand higher. Lift it. Now, with your hands lifted, can you carry your Bible? Everything you came to church with, come forward quickly. I want to pray with you. Come. Come. Carry your Bible. Carry your bag. Whatever you came to church with, come quickly. You are coming from the overflow. Come quickly. Come. I'm waiting for you. Don't be the last to arrive. You lifted up your hands. Come quickly. Come. Come. I'm waiting for you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You lifted up your hands. There is no need to be ashamed now. Step out. Come, you're coming from the overflow. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. Keep coming. God bless you. God bless you. Join quickly. God bless you. God bless you. You're coming from the overflow. Come, we're waiting for you. God bless you, my sisters. Bless you, my brothers. Come. Come. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Oh God, I give myself away so you can use me. Bless your hand and your heart. I want to pray with you right now. Maybe you're following online. I need to make this commitment also. Pray, join them here to pray. From the depth of your heart, say, Dear Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died for me. Today I confess all my sins, my mistakes, and my wrongs. I ask for mercy. And I receive by faith the gift of eternal life into my spirit, man. Thank you for saving me. I'm a child of God now, and I'm born again. Amen and amen. God bless you. We pray for you in the name of Jesus and declare that the name of the Lord be named upon you. Love Jesus from today, be established in grace. Let it be forward ever and backward never. It's the beginning of a new season for you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Please just take this way. Follow the counselor standing with the placard. I'm a counselor. They are going to go with you and attend to you. God bless you. Celebrate them as they go. The Lord bless you. 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 Hallelujah. Please, can you just be seated 1 minute? We're out. Just a few announcements and then we close. Hallelujah. Are you blessed tonight? What a night. Someone shout, what a night. I'm telling you, what a night. So much has happened and I'm excited in my spirit. Hallelujah. Now, tomorrow we are back here for workers meeting by 5. All the workers, please be around as we begin intense preparation for Feast of Light Conference. Hallelujah. Feast of Light Conference is by the corner. Hallelujah. Now, the publicity proper will start this week. We'll have our flyers online and then our flex banners around, our billboard and all of that will take effect from this week, weekend particularly. And then we begin intense preparation. Please begin to send in prayers for the Feast of Light Conference. We trust God that after much prayers like this have been prayed, it will be a moment of soaring in the spirit. Hallelujah. Our lives will never be the same. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, we just returned back from the Image Conference in Kefi. It was a moment of grace and glory. Hallelujah. The team was the remnant. It was an experience with the Lord. These are some of the pictures. It was an experience with the Lord. The Image Conference was a glorious moment. Glorious moments of grace, of glory, and of fire. Hallelujah. This was the overflows outside. It was an amazing moment of grace and power. God did amazing things, amazing things, amazing things, and we give Him all the glory. Hallelujah. Massive harvest of souls. Literally every session was characterized by massive harvest of souls, and we give God all the praise. Send in prayers. We trust God that the Feast of Light Conference will become an upgrade of this in the name of Jesus. And then while we also prepare for Abuja Conference, hallelujah, it's coming up by June. So by April, you begin to have details come out. But it's going to be called Abuja Intimacy Conference. Hallelujah. Abuja Intimacy Conference. It's going to be a moment of deep intimacy with the Holy Spirit, bringing revival to that territory in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right. Are you blessed tonight? Please be on your feet with a shout of praise. All right. Now, tomorrow morning, we have the experience. By 9 a.m. we'll be online for a time of teaching. Connect on YouTube and on Facebook. And now, if this is your first time in church, whether inside, outside, like you heard during your welcome, we have a special gift for you. So wherever you are, the moment we close, come quickly to my left, and then you'll be directed and you'll be seated here while we speak a blessing over you and give you the blessings and the packages we have for you. The Lord bless you and see you next week. Can you lift your hands? I declare that this week is a blessed week for you. This that you have done today, come back with testimony. Come back with testimonies in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. Keep walking in grace. For additional information, follow us on our Facebook page. Or you could visit us on our Telegram page, Family Worship Experience International.